Somali President Abdul Ali Yusuf told journalists in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, that the troops would be deployed soon, although he gave no exact time frame.
This peacekeeping force from African Union comes soon.
The African Union is looking to send an 8,000-strong force, but so far only three nations, Uganda, Nigeria, and Malawi, have pledged troops. Meanwhile, fears are mounting that the country could once again be plunged back into civil war without a peacekeeping force to replace the withdrawing Ethiopian troops who had helped prop up the interim government established in 2004 with the help of the UN. To allay those fears, Mr. Yusuf says he plans to hold a national reconciliation conference in the country to try and end the bitter feuding among rival clans in Somalia. The move comes weeks after Somali government forces backed by Ethiopian troops, tanks, and warplanes ousted a rival Islamic movement that had threatened to take control of the country and confine the government to one farming town. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Addis and says the world body will have to discuss taking over the African Union mission. The African Union says that it wants the UN to take over the Somali peacekeeping operation after 6 months from the initial deployment.
Once African Union's mission is well in place, we hope that the African Unions will be able to deal with this matter. I have heard certain wishes from African countries about the possible takeover of these Ngasom or Amisom by UN peacekeeping forces, but this is a matter of further discussions among the Security Council members, and I will discuss this matter when I return.
European Union Development Chief Louis Michel says a key part in helping achieve peace must include dialogue with Somalis. He says the EU is prepared to finance the reconciliation conference.
What we expected when we decided with the Council to say, look, we have 15 million euros to finance the stabilizing force, but it has to be submitted to condition, and the condition was the inclusive dialogue. And we suggested an action of the President that you would convene for a national conference.
The two-day summit has focused on two of the continent's thorniest issues, the worsening violence in Sudan's Darfur region and attempts to restore peace to Somalia. Les Newhouse for VOA.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。